my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
You're
going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
I'm a scat man.
You're out. You're out of the shop, man.
No, I'm here.
What's going on?
Ready to do this show.
Oh, hell yeah. You wanna fucking, pump the jams? Pump it up? Let's fucking do this hate show, man.
Wee bop 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 bop.
Hello and welcome to the Internet Chronicle. Kilgore and Hatesec have a long-standing partnership with the Liebel Droker Charitable Trust, a Bitcoin foundation dedicated to all the victims suffering at the hands of one Raleigh Theodore Sakers. Ethical businessman? Jury is out. Good old boy? No doubt. What'd you hear about him, Kilgore? Good old boy or not a good old boy?
Dr. Troubadour is far beyond good and not good, old boy.
And, so he's outside of the realm of language. You can't really nail him down. But Theodore Sakers, established good old boy, old money.
Theodore Sakers is the language.
We got a big show planned for you tonight. We're going to talk about the world's largest wind farm that was just completed today, and Linus Torvalds of the Linux community is fucking off. Oh, and that typhoon in China that without any media fanfare, what, it just appeared in China without media hype and is fucking wrecking shit. It already destroyed Philippines, killed some miners in a landslide. Like, they didn't even get time off, dude. They just died in the landslide.
Buried in mud.
And a champagne supernova. Where were you while we were getting high? I was right here on Hate Radio, baby. I don't know about you. But, depressed guy from the music video can suck my asshole. This is the Internet Chronicle. You probably haven't heard about Linus being at odds with the Linux community, have you?
Well, bring me up to date here.
There was he's increasingly at this point where he's like the king of Code Mountain, and he lords it over anyone that dares challenge. And apart from some questionable inclusion of certain technologies and modules in the Linux kernel, which you would like criticize him for on a professional basis, there's all the other stuff around it, right? Like how he runs his life and his associations and shit. And that's where it starts to get kind of silly.
Why do a lot of people hate him, or do they love him, or what?
People respect his genius, and they're not doing it in like a Steve Jobs way, but he's like, here's an example. Here's where it seems to have come to a head too, is they were going to have the conference in Vancouver. Everybody agreed on this, but he got confused about where the maintainers summit, which is like the Linux kernel maintainers, they all meet, was going to be held. So the organizers moved the entire conference because they had two choices: we hold it in Vancouver without him, or we fucking move it to Edinburgh with him, because he was on vacation with his family or something.
Jesus, so they moved the whole thing, a whole continent, just for this one guy.
That's right.
And what happened then?
Well, he reflected. He's taking some time off. He issued an apology, and it's not just for this, but for how he's been hostile to Linux community members over the years. So, he says it's one thing when you could ignore these issues. Usually, it's just something
He made this big demand that they move their convention, and then they moved it, and then he went into a meltdown. Is that what happened?
Did
he get a bunch of hate or something? What's the deal?
Well, it hasn't even been like 10 days or maybe 11 days now since that happened. And now here he is announcing time off. Like, I guess it got to the point where the motherfucker couldn't take a vacation without upheaval.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe
Linux Torvalds takes break from Linux. He's taking a break.
He's gonna give it the chronicle.su treatment. It's gonna still be there, but he's just gonna be like taking a break from it. It'll be there. Like, where are you? Where are you, Linus? Even though he said he's taking time off, like, it's so the project is so dependent on him, which seems to be an issue in the community. Everybody's like, because he had, say, there was this conspiracy theory kind of discussion taking place last week where someone noticed that a module, an encryption module that the NSA created as a, you know, just some encryption method of their own, almost like a proprietary encryption method, that a module to, you know, encrypt and decrypt using that method was included in the latest Linux kernel. This was a decision made by Linus Torvalds. And people have been like, what the fuck? Why did you agree to include a module created by the NSA and just like plugged into Linux like that?
Because they need to spy on Linux people too, right?
Presumably. I mean, I understand that the NSA gets pretty up in arms if there's even a gap in surveillance where somebody might be in a plane in the sky and the internet is out and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's really at that level where that's the degree of surveillance that they want to achieve. So sure, they would include that module, but is that the function of the module, or is it really just this, hey, here's another encryption method, it happened to be created by NSA?
I'm sure the forums are abuzz with speculation.
I mean, it seems like it could be a, you know, a rock solid conspiracy theory. You could crank that shit up to 11 on Internet Chronicle at the drop of a hat. You could give them the business, if you know what I'm saying. I haven't checked the levels. Say something.
Hello?
Oh yeah, we're good. He says, this is not some kind of I'm burnout, I need to just go away break. Oh, it sounds like that's what it might be. Just from that sentence.
Why does he deny it? Like, right. When people do that, it's so suspicious.
Yeah.
It's like, I am not a murderer.
I'd like to shoot down the exact idea that I don't want you to have about me. And so we'll address that first and then move forward. He says,
yeah.
I'm not feeling like I don't want to continue maintaining Linux. Quite the reverse. I very much, in asterisks, almost like scare quotes, he says, do, end quote, want to continue to do this project that I've been working on for almost 3 decades. This is more like the time I got out of kernel development for a while because I needed to write a little tool called Git. Ooh. Does he drop the mic? No, he goes on. I need to take a break to get help on how to behave differently and fix some issues in my tooling and workflow. Oh, dude, he's calling his life tooling and workflow.
He's going to go to Jim Carrey and get a good talk.
Oh, my God. They're going to do ayahuasca together.
And he's going to come back and he's going to be like, Linus Torvalds doesn't exist anymore.
And Linus will do an interview on Joe Rogan and all about how he doesn't exist, and Joe will have him in his sensory tank and they'll fucking smoke a doobie on the air and everybody's gonna be like, oh my god, another doobie smoked.
You know, while going to Temple OS, I'll be like, man, I've been on the wrong path.
You want to do a Terry Davis update and find out what's going on with him?
Not right now.
Well,
let's get on to the next thing.
No. We'll see what's happening here. Let's see. Well, I was going to talk about the world's largest wind farm, but it's kind of a, who gives a shit? It's the size of 20,000 soccer fields. Does that give you any reference at all?
What's that big?
145 square kilometers. The wind farm built out in the water around one of those shithole countries. No, it's not a shithole country. It's Ireland, maybe? Let's see. Oh, yeah, in the Irish Sea off the coast of England.
Why are they putting soccer fields out in the sea?
No.
Makes sense.
It's a distracting headline because it's bigger than 20,000 soccer fields, but that makes it sound like really huge, right? But 145 square kilometers is actually easier to conceptualize. So why did they include that sensationalizing?
Well, they like soccer, I guess.
Yeah. It's like saying, you know, my apartment is the size of 100,000 anthills. Yeah. It's still pretty big, though. Still a big fucking wind farm out in the sea. I mean, that's what you should use the sea for, right?
Well, I don't know how they're making your apartment out of so many anthills.
The whole...
Where are they finding so many anthills to make an apartment out of?
Dude, the ant hills create a natural sub-basement, and you can go down in them and party with the ants. They'll share their aphids with you, and you can fuck their queen. Bust a big bukkake load on her.
Oh my god. What are you? Now you're just a drone, though.
Yeah, you become one of her worker drones, dude. You go up and you show them where all the good shit is. Because you live there. You invite them up.
The sex drone. You just sit there and bang the queen all day.
Banging that ant queen. I wonder which of the drones get to bang the queen the most. Are they the ones that like work the hardest, that bring home the most sugar?
Oh, the drones never work.
They only fuck.
Only the workers work. Yeah.
The drones, they live a life of fucking.
That's all they do.
They've got it set up so they don't even have to work. They're just banging that. Everybody's lined up. 20,000
ants. The queen is like perpetually pregnant and just laying there giving birth all the time.
And getting
fucked. Doesn't even probably notice the sex.
Right. It's just a stinky hole behind her that she never sees or has to worry about. This line of ants. Running a fucking train on, and I'd be in line with them.
And then there are the worker ants going in and grabbing the babies and then tending them. And she doesn't even tend her own babies.
That's what the workers are for. And there are ants that move the dead. They'll create graveyards. You ever made an ant farm? They create a sad, growing ant graveyard until the whole ant farm is dead. Unless you get a queen and put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Ant farms are sad once you've done it.
You gotta have a queen.
That seems irresponsible too, though, because there's so... You know, because then you get overpopulation. It's like there's no winning.
Yeah, ants aren't really a good pet.
Fucking ants. But I used to watch them. I would keep their sand moist. I would watch them tunnel. Every morning I woke up, they were deeper in. And, you know, about 7 years old.
Very educational.
It was cool. I would feed them and watch them get their food. I had hamsters too, and I would run experiments on these hamsters. I had like 8 fucking cages, tubes, and everything connecting all these hamster sections to each other. This hamster lived in like a little metropolis that I created for it. Did you ever have a hamster?
Hamstertropolis. No, I had a hamster. It was the reject of the litter.
Was it a boy or a girl?
I think it was a boy, but it was kind of born deaf and deformed, and it died pretty quickly.
I had one hamster named Peanut, and this thing grew full grown, like whatever it is. And it lived for years and years, man. And he would get loose and stuff. It was a fucking nightmare. But I loved that hamster. And it had the biggest balls you've ever seen, dude. I think this hamster's balls are what killed it.
It had the elephantitis, yeah. It's infected.
Is that true? It's elephantitis? It's dragging these colossal balls around behind it.
That's what elephantitis is that's the... It's the balls getting...
Do hamsters get it much worse than every other animal? Because
elephantitis
of the hamsters.
Nuts. Yeah, I can't find any information right away.
We're on a mission from God. We're going to get...
Here's Terry Davis.
Sheet.
From 2017. He's on a mission from God. And you know what his mission is?
It's a fake his death, right?
That's coming up. That takes place 1 year later. But this is a video called Too High for the Store. He's on a mission from God. You want to check this out?
Yeah, sure.
We're on a mission from God. We're going to get sheets.
We're going to get sheets. He's got this wild look in his eyes. Like,
well, he means the gas station, right? He's gonna get some sandwiches.
Oh, sheets with a Z at the end.
Yeah.
He could get their dank chili cheese fries. If he was, if he had any stones about him. But, yeah, he looks really high. But I think he's probably just, if he is stoned, it's also his schizophrenia, right? In double overdrive. His schizophrenia probably sounds like a fucking Jimi Hendrix solo.
Got a super double high.
Yeah, he's got the high on top of that schizophrenia. And he's driving his car with a camera pointed at him. And he's fucking talking to it.
So I didn't have a license for like 10 years.
He just got his license.
So, like, I lost it from speeding tickets. It wasn't from hitting the CIA nigger. No, anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Now he uses that language.
Yeah, he's...
This is how he talks.
He's almost as bad as Raleigh.
Right, dude. He created his own operating system. He freely uses this insane base language. And he's fucking driving at top speed in his car with a camera pointed at himself. That's exactly what Raleigh would do. And the motherfucker, the entrepreneur that he is, created an operating system for God. And here he is driving around like a fucking maniac with a camera pointed at himself after creating an operating system for God. Complete with games, apps, office suite.
Like the Truman Show, you know, all the cars. Sometimes that happens. Then you're like, you go berserk. No, no, don't do that. They lock you up. So, you know, like the Truman Show when, like, all the cars are, like, harassing him? It's like, fuck you. That's like Poltergeist, okay? It's like all of a sudden all the angels are like...
So just... It's just jabbering. It always sounds like it's about to go somewhere, but it doesn't quite go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Davis. Let's skip ahead here and see what else he's up to. He's actually in a Walmart now. No, he's in a Walmart, dude. He's not at a gas station. He's at a Walmart buying sheets. This dude... Oh,
Dude, don't say that. Just fucking, failure's not an option. Let's do this shit.
Don't dawdle.
You're on the time clock. What are we doing here? What the fuck is this? Two standard pillowcases. Oh my god. Oh shit. Standard. I don't even know if there's any sizes. Fuck yeah, two standard. Let's do it. Fuck yeah, we're out of here.
Alright, so he's got his socks and he's running. He's running to the registers with the socks and he's pointing the camera at himself like he's a fucking live streamer looking for likes and upvotes. But he's got this, instead of being fun, he's got this intense, wild look in his eyes. Oh, but he's putting on a smile for the cashier.
So, I won't record him because he probably don't want to be recorded. Wait a minute, is this going to take a while? Is there another line?
He's fucking up. He's talking to him.
Okay. So, standard billing uses. Yada, yada, yada. It's going to look fabulous.
He bought the standard pillow cases.
Because, fuck yeah.
He didn't buy those shitty pillow cases.
I forgot how to use a... It's like a adventure because, like, didn't drive for, like, 10 years.
Oh, dude, he's talking to her about his drive.
Whoa. Cash machine. Like, I like to use cash because, like...
Freaking out, man.
One time I went to the soda store.
He's telling a story.
I went to the bank, and the CIA niggers turned off I walked like 2 miles to the bank, and the bank machine, cash machine, the computers were down. It's like, oh my god, I walked two fucking miles, and the fucking computers are down. So I'm like, no, I'm gonna use cash. I am never gonna get stuck.
All right. I think I've heard about enough from Terry
Davis.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We don't need that much of Terry. Terry Davis should get a minute, no more.
He got more than a minute? That was Terry's minute.
Terry Davis minute.
The Terry Davis minute is brought to you by Liebel Droker Incorporated, who brought Terry Davis to Walmart for that video. What a sick, sick man. He's rumored dead. People believe he's dead. Do you believe he's dead, or did he fake his own death? The Terry Davis minute is over.
Next topic.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Fucking Terry Davis. You piece of shit. Dude, I saw Norm MacDonald Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
He was hilarious. He did a lot of stuff about death, like 30 minutes on the subject.
Yeah, well, death, and everybody laughs. Yeah.
Dude, he would just breathe, and people were hysterical. Like, people like were losing their composure around me. Like, it was like an acid freak out, dude. It was hilarious. And Norm, he, you know, he would just move his hand or something to go, huh? And people would lose it. And he's talking about death. It's like just death for like the last 30 or 45 minutes, like solid. And
he always has such terrible, horrible material, but he's so good at delivery, right? Like you said, he just moves his hand, breathes a certain way.
He does a great joke about blues artists, how it's like they're the real deal, you know? And when they're the real deal, they'll be named after, like, it'll be even be in their name, like, how hard their life was. Like, and he says, come out here, you know, on the stage, Shit Life Johnson, show them how it's done, you know? And it was funny, but then I was looking at blues and I saw Blind Willie Johnson and I read his story and he died penniless and unknown, and I realized that joke was about Blind Willie Johnson because he said, Shit Life Johnson, show him what you've got. And did you ever listen to Blind Willie Johnson, dude?
No.
Really good blues stuff, like bending. I think this is where heavy metal began.
That's definitely where it began.
It's here
the blues.
Mm-hmm.
dark was the night. We, after Norm set, everybody walked out to Dust in the Wind.
Well, I guess that matches his material.
Right. Like, it was... Yeah, I think he wanted it to feel like a funeral. Because the lights were on, everybody's standing around, dressed pretty well on this carpet.
Oh, that's bizarre. That's not at all what you imagine from a comedy routine.
Right. Like, because the interior at Caroline's is like, you know, it's a little nicer. It's like plush, kind of. And so it kind of felt like a funeral parlor. Because you have to stand in line to get out. You show them your ticket. That means you paid for your drinks. And so you're just standing around in this environment listening to Dust in the Wind in its entirety. And it's quiet, but people are talking, but it's like Dust in the Wind is the loudest thing in the room, you know? Mm-hmm. It was so bizarre, man. But yeah, it was like he did it on purpose. The U.S. government is recommending a prison sentence for this dude in California that uploaded Deadpool to Facebook.
Prison sentence for uploading Deadpool to Facebook.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like they want 6 months in prison.
You think they're gonna get it?
I don't know. It'll be... People are talking about Napster again. And if it goes that far back to Napster, that tells me something like we could have been prosecuting this all along, and there's some reason that they haven't been prosecuting regular folks for this.
Well, I thought they did, but only the people who were like promulgating this stuff.
Oh, like major accounts.
Yeah, and he's made the mistake of just being too public about it, right?
Yeah, welcome to the privacy bubble, bro. The FBI launched a full-fledged investigation, which led to an indictment and his arrest last summer. He signed a plea agreement where he admitted to sharing the pirated film on Facebook. How fucking lame is this shit? You uploaded a file everybody wanted to see to Facebook. Like, then Facebook should have taken it fucking down, you know? Fuck. Who gives a shit about this guy?
No, I don't.
Like, you know, I bet everybody that works on Deadpool doesn't give a fuck. They're like, good for him, dude. I mean, that's
nah, their lawyers are pissed.
They made him sit down at a table like a little boy and sign a fucking plea agreement where he admitted to uploading a movie to Facebook. It's the most popular film. Deadpool. Like, this is, you know... They're not gonna let him near any computers while he's in prison. He's a criminal. Computer criminal. This week, the government submitted... But he probably did it in some cocksucker way, right? He might have been a total cunt about it. Who knows? He was 22, though. So, like, in all likelihood, he didn't even know. Because schools aren't teaching motherfuckers anything helpful about what's legal and what they can do with computers on the internet. Like, you might as well, you know, computers might as well not exist when we were in school, because they were there to teach you typing, and I was lucky to have one teacher that tried to teach everybody how to make websites, but I already knew how to make websites.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have teachers try to teach you how to make websites?
Well, I took a lesson about it, yeah.
What was it called? Can you remember?
It was like some gifted program bullshit where we were learning computer stuff and we made websites, yeah. That was it.
That should be... Like, everybody should get that. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I agree. Apparently it's racist because they don't ever let the black kids in the gifted program. I read that today.
Oh, so this is a source of liberal guilt on your part?
No, I'm not very guilty.
Are you okay?
I just read something about it recently.
Did you apologize? Will you issue an apology?
I really don't know. Where do I go on BET and rent some ad time?
Say something to Al Sharpton and you're good. I'm going on an apology.
I'll write him an email. I'll write Cornell West an email.
Yeah, let's find him real quick and write him. Oh, Cornell. You're going to reach out to Cornell West? Brother West is a forgiving man. I think it would be worth it. You fucking up just for the opportunity to receive a pardon.
I don't think I would write that kind of email, though. That's just a joke.
I'm going on an apology tour. And it's going to give everybody a chance to apologize to me for the ways their transgressions against old Hatesack and the terrible things that you do to me and that you say about me behind my back. Okay, it's not paranoia if it's actually happening. And I will find you. I'm going to look into your kids. And on this apology tour, you're going to be kissing my ass, all right?
Did you notice that your non-news has a time machine now?
What are they doing with that?
Well, let me look. They've been splitting timelines up and stuff. They say, time travel would not benefit people living in our current reality. If you prevent someone's death, they would still be living in an alternate timeline, but the current timeline would be unaffected.
Yeah, that's fair. But what are they doing with the time machine?
Well, they have control over their own actions and find hope in the idea that they like to become better people.
Oh, I have hope for that too. And then what? What, then they're just going to be better people in a trailer home?
They can go back in time and invent time travel.
Oh, and steal the idea from the original time travel inventor. Is that how the account happened? That's something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Dust in the wind. Linus Torvalds. On the Pursuance Project. Dude, the Pursuance Project could help take some of this load off of Linus.
All he has to do is say, you do this, you code that, you code this. Pursue, pursue. They would do it all, and he would just be able to sit there and go on vacation, just like usual.
This could be the most important contribution to computer science since the invention of the punch card.
I mean, it's basically like the new Facebook. Imagine in 10 years when everyone's using Pursuance to chill with their friends instead of... Discord, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. They're all on Pursuance and no other website.
And it's so secure and it's so trusted that somebody starts to go off the record. You know, you say, wait a second. Let's take this to Pursuance. We can't talk about this here. Put your phone in the freezer and let's move this conversation to Pursuance. Pronto. I mean, right now. That's how secure and safe. But it's going to be, this is going to be good for Linus. It's going to let him, because whatever, you know, it was he was going to do, he can go on vacation and fuck his wife and throw frisbee with the kids and let, you know, Barrett Brown knock out some of this code for him or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Hell, they're doing something, right? They've got big money in it.
They're doing something special over there, Kilgore, because we're talking about them right now. The Apple is dropping every phone they've ever released, and they're only supporting the brand new $1,000 iPhone XS.
I'm fucking stupid. What are they gonna do? Take away the button, their last button on it? No.
It's called the XS. Like, they've taken everything from it that they can away, and they're calling it the XS. Like, yeah, the money. The only thing excessive about this phone is the money that it costs for what you get.
Well, that's the story of Apple. And I think that's a good point to end on.
It's been 40 minutes of pure, unending hate radio, brought to you proudly, once again, by Liebel Droker Incorporated and the Liebel Droker Charitable Trust. This money goes to all the victims suffering at the hands of Raleigh Theodore Sakers. Our hearts go out to his victims.
That's me.
Yeah, well, us among his victims, for sure. You can count us. So we'll be getting some of that money, is the point. It's just got to go through that filter first so it looks legit, right? What are you going to do with your money, Kilgore?
I'm going to put it into gambling.
Oh, shit. You're going to gamble it away like Norm MacDonald?
It's not going to go. I'm going to double it. At least triple it, probably.
You're going to give all your money to an ISK doubler?
Yeah.
I'm Hatesec. This is Chronicle.su. Go fuck yourselves.
Dreams of the night.